Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country. It's a throwdown on Thursdays. And I'll tell you, prayers and thoughts, first of all, to a good friend of mine, Joey Buchholz, out there in the Midwest, suffered a heart attack today. So prayers and thoughts are with him. And just wanted to get that out. This is the Wrestle Talk podcast, where we talk it across the country, coming live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here's truly Mark Mancini, along with Ralph Williams. Our guest has always been in here, man, and we love him, Smoking Jim Frazier, 347-205-9631. Catch the archive. It goes by quick. We're up to 75 right now. We'll get to you guys. I mean, catch that on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. As they lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Ralph, last week was a barn burner bringing Clayton Trutor in. Got to get him back in here again. You three ran it perfect. Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, you can pass this baton over to Smoking Jim so we can get his info before we rail this thing out tonight.
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin, and Instagram as well. And also you can get my Facebook page, Sports Corner, The Way I See It, and the Wrestle Talk.
Okay, Smoking Jim, you're up. How can people get a hold of you, my friend?
Hey, thanks, Mark. One day you got to get us updated on the All-Star game, man. We're excited about that. But Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Yeah, definitely. The All-Star game was great, man. You know, thanks to Bill North, former Oakland A's guy that got me in that place. So I'm blessed to get that off my bucket list. And, man, oh, man, got a ball from the Astros there. I'll tell you one thing, guys. You can go to a lot of baseball games, and I've been blessed enough to see a perfect game and a no-hitter. But, man, going to an All-Star game is something, man. You see the teams being well-represented by the fans across the board, and it's just quite different, man. I haven't been to a World Series, but that'll be the next one getting off the list. But, man, an All-Star game is just something special, and, boy, you treasure that. First time it's been in L.A. in 42 years. Not since I got out of high school, a year after it has. It's been out here, 1980. J.R. Richard was throwing for the National League then, and boy, 42 years later, how ironic, 42, the number of Jackie Robinson. So, unbelievable game on Tuesday to witness. As I get over to you boys, Ralph and Smoking Jim, Ralph, you got a lot to talk about what's going on across the wrestling waves. A lot of people want to know, and I'll bring their comments to the forefront after you talk and giving it over to Smoking Jim.
Okay. I have plenty of news, folks, tonight. Starting off our wrestling news, WWE-wise, Jesse Ventura was recently on a Jericho podcast, and he is announcing that he's running again for president in 2024. Raw next week, or this coming Monday, will be a 20-year anniversary special for Rey Mysterio. Also, speaking of WWE, Jeff Jarrett will be the guest referee for the match between the Usos and the Street Profits at SummerSlam. And I mentioned this last week, but I'll mention it again. Raw is now officially TV-14. No more PG, and Edge will be back for Raw at Madison Square Garden. Next, Ric Flair will have his final match. That's coming up, I believe, July 31st. It's sponsored by MLW. His partner will be Andrade, who is his son-in-law. They're going to go up against Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal, and that'll be supposed to be Ric Flair's last match. All right, AEW, CM Punk is coming back very soon from his injuries. No timetable set yet. And referee Aubrey Edwards is in trouble with a gentleman who tweeted named Buck Starkey. AEW is investigating it. It's involving some kind of a fake alias name that she was using in the past. And this guy is, I guess, going after her for something, some kind of LLC or something. Last night, Jericho beat Eddie Kingston in a barbed wire match, and Jungle Boy returned, and Luchasaurus went with Jungle Boy, left Christian Cage hang in the wind. And Jericho won the barbed wire match last night. It was a great match. Alberto Del Rio looking to get into AEW. They're having talks at this time. And also, let me see what else here we go. ROH has officially signed the Briscoes. This was today, to a new contract. The reason why, Time Warner will not let the Briscoes, due to some kind of, I don't know, something happened between Time Warner and the Briscoes in the past. They will not let them on AEW television. So they are permitted on ROH, and they are also wrestling in Impact right now. Let's see, my last little story here. NWA's Billy Corgan, who, as you know, is the owner and GM, has announced and issued a statement that Brodus, formerly known as Brodus Clay, is the new champ, not Nick Altus, and Bully Ray will be starting to wrestle real soon. And that is my wrestling news, and we could start off with whatever.
Okay, Smoking Jim, first of all, how can people get a hold of you? So proud that you're in here each and every week. And we'll get this where you want to start responding, and then I'll jump in on it.
All right. Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Okay. Any comment on what he was talking about?
I tell you what, man, I'm not just saying this because we're good friends, but there's nobody in the tri-state area knows wrestling like Ralph Williams. I tell you what, man, he's on top of everything. You know, I got to disagree with him a little bit when it comes to, you know, the women. I love the man. I can't get enough of the man. She can cry all she wants, but I love her role. I love what she does in wrestling. You know, Bianca, you know, EST, the whole bit. The women are really coming up, and I really enjoy each and every one of them.
Good takes on that. And, you know, the only thing I can comment on it, boy, I'm just pretty much sick and tired of watching this thing, trying to fathom it for 3 hours on a Monday night when there's hardly any wrestling. I don't know how many times I got to see Theory and The Miz and some of these guys. I mean, and then the women come out and argue left and right. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. And I don't know how much, you know, viewership they've lost unless they're, you know, boosting this somehow, but man, I think the Raw has lost a lot of viewership here recently. Any comment on that?
Yes, absolutely, Mark. I do agree with you on that. I have been switching around here and there. What I really don't like is when at the end of the night they have some kind of draw, you know, talking, or somebody comes on with a show, and that's the end. Now, you know, I've been to a Raw event where that's happened, and that's one of the reasons why I really don't like going to Raw events. I mean, I'll go to a Raw event if I can get media credentials, but I am not going to go and pay for it, because I'm going to tell you what, it's not worth the pay for it. It's not at all worth the money, because, you know, at the end of the night, you want to see a really good match. You don't want to see talking and you know, somebody up there long-winded. You just don't want to see that. And there was a lot of it on Monday, and I was flipping around myself. And wait till Monday Night Football comes. If you think the ratings are bad now, Mark, they're going to be even worse when Monday Night Football comes up this week. But I have
let me get to some of these questions. We got Frank coming in from Chattanooga, Tennessee, that's going to go to SummerSlam here, sitting three rows behind the ring.
$2,000
a ticket. Frank, are you crazy, man? Come on, man. SummerSlam? Now, I've been blessed enough to go to about two, three of them in a row when it was held at the Staples Center. I've been in a Hell in a Cell, but I haven't been to a WrestleMania. WrestleMania will come out here next year. But $2,000 to sit three rows? And the only marquee match of this thing is Lesnar going against Reigns. I mean, really, seriously? Are we going to have a run-in of Theory trying to cash in on whoever wins this thing after a grueling event? But I don't know what your comment is on Smoking Jim. We'll give it over to Ralph. $2,000 to pay for a ticket to sit in Nashville? Are you crazy?
tickets here are very expensive, too, for ringside. I've seen $400, $500, or even more than that, for some kind of front row ringside tickets for a WWE event. Smoking Jim, what's your thoughts on that $2,000 and that price like that?
Hey, it's worth it, man. It's my favorite sport, wrestling, and if somebody has deep enough pockets, man, why not, man? But I agree with Mark. I think that Theory would be crazy not to cash in the Money on the Bank. You know, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns are going to absolutely destroy each other. And whoever wins, man, that's an easy pin for Theory. He'll be able to take a selfie after that, brother.
Well, Bill from Wichita Falls, get a load of this, guys, as I try to filter some of these comments in. He said, Theory better watch out. I got a Money in the Bank briefcase. Can I cash that in? Bill in Wichita Falls, head down to Nashville and cash that puppy in. He said he bought it at a WWE event years back. He still got his Money in the Bank. Watch out. Wow. I'm going to cash it in, too, whoever drops somebody. God.
I think that's going to be the most interesting, dangerous part of SummerSlam, is to see what Theory does with that. You know he's talking about it. But, you know, I'm wondering if Brock wins the match, Brock is pretty well conditioned. I think Roman Reigns, I don't know how conditioned he is as compared to Brock, but if one of them is still standing, it's going to be tough. But I don't know if Theory, I think Theory's going to have a rough night because he's going to lose to Bobby Lashley, and then I think he's going to lose his case. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
I'd love to see that because I'm not a Theory fan. So, I mean,
Ray listening in from New York, he's part of a show that follows this one out of Indianapolis. The Eat Me Cooking podcast with John Guy, Eli, Peggy, and himself.
Thanks
so Ray,
show,
listening,
Ray.
Listening to this show out of New York. So we're blessed to have him looking in here. Boy, a lot of people coming through. We got another one, Dave, coming in from Oceanside, California. He said the ticket prices are absurd. What you want to do is buy a cheap seat and pay the usher $20 to move five, six rows down.
I've done that.
Everybody coming in, they're talking about T-shirt prices. We've talked about that numerous times. We've talked about a lot of stuff.
Yes.
But we haven't talked about the Money in the Bank briefcase, and that thing, we're getting a lot of people saying, yeah, they bought it for about $100 years ago at a WWE event. It's not $100 anymore, I'll tell you that right now. That thing probably cost close to $200. Yeah. But
my daughter in Arizona got a hold of me, Mark. She said she wants a Bloodline shirt for her birthday.
Wow. Yeah, the Bloodline T-shirts. Yeah, Reigns and all those guys, the Usos and Paul Heyman. Somebody wants to wrap, and let me get him to the forefront. Sal from Germantown, PA, coming in, says, guys, ECW, will we ever see that again? I don't know. I think it'd have to be somebody resurrecting it. Paul Heyman sold it off to, you know, Vince McMahon and WWE. I don't know if we'd have that, you know, but that would be something to resurrect it. You know, I remember XPW, our T-shirts were the barbed wire and all that, extreme professional wrestling, but ECW would be nice to get that feud back in this thing. Any thought to that? Sal from Germantown, you guys want to comment? Ralph, you first.
We need to have ECW back, Mark, because right now wrestling is kind of boring. There are a few matches on AEW, like last night they had that barbed wire match with Jericho and Kingston. Jericho was in that match with Glass and all that, with that guy. He was wrestling because to get a hold of MJF and all that other horse and stuff. So AEW has managed to bring a few things in, but not like ECW or not like your company, XLW, because what has happened is you guys were revolutionary with hardcore wrestling and you know, the Sandman and a bunch of these other guys all were involved in that, Mick Foley and all these guys. Just to name a few. So, you know, what has happened is now that stuff really doesn't really go on that much. But AEW's managed to bring a few things back, but it's not as extreme as that. I would love to see ECW come back because there's a lot of wrestling federations that are getting up and going. Like, we got this new one in Memphis that I've been talking about that is owned by CarShield. And they have a, you know, some kind of new wrestling thing going on. But nobody is as tense or ever was as the company you worked for, Mark, and with ECW.
Yeah. Smoking Jim.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I think Ralph covered it very thoroughly. I agree with him 100%. And that'd be great if ECW was able to come back, but I don't think we'll ever see it again.
Well, like you said, Smoker Jim, it's going to take somebody with some deep pockets, somebody that's got, you know, a lot of money that can, you know what I mean, you know, like a CarShield or somebody, you know. So somebody that's got some money that's willing. And then another thing you have to look at too, guys, is what TV network's going to pick them up. Because right now MLW is on they're on Facebook, or not on Facebook, they're on YouTube. They don't even have a network. I think they're on one of them streaming sites. Impact's on a streaming site. Just about everybody except WWE and AEW are all on streaming sites. NWA is on they're on that Fight Network, I think, like where Smoke and Jim and Luther and Claudio have their boxing show and stuff. They're on one of that network, I think. You know, so, I mean, they're all scattered around on these different streaming networks. As far as TV goes, ECW, I don't think they could make it on TV. They would have to really try to get a network that would be willing to pick them up, you know, and deal with it, or a streaming service.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, take it away with another thing that was bothering you, and then we'll give it over to Smoking Jim if he has any topics with about 13 minutes left in this great show.
Well, bother me too much, but it's interesting to see what AEW is going to do. Alberto Del Rio has been fighting in the independents, and he's also been wrestling here and there off at MLW and NWA and all that. As you know, some of the contracts of some of these wrestlers and some of these wrestling federations, they're allowed to go to the independents and wrestle. WWE, you have to only wrestle in WWE. But it's good to know that, you know, we have a local guy here that I want to mention. His name is Cole. Let me find his name here. Cole, I think it was Cole Brown or something like that. He's an IWC, the International Wrestling Cartel. They wrestle here in Pittsburgh a lot, actually. And next week they have an event going on. They got Eddie Kingston, John Morrison, and a few other people involved there. That guy was wrestling last night. I can't remember who he wrestled because I didn't catch all the AEW matches last night. But anyway, he was wrestling somebody on AEW, so he's moving up in the world, and that's great coming from, you know, Pittsburgh and the IWC and all that other stuff. So it's great to hear about him. But I have the lineup, the preliminary lineup so far for SummerSlam. You know, it's going to be Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch. We have, Logan Paul versus The Miz. The Usos and the Street Profits with Jeff Jarrett at guest referee. That's going to be an interesting match too to see. And then we have Bobby Lashley versus Theory. Pat McAfee versus, I call him Unhappy Corbin nowadays. And Riddle versus Seth Rollins. So far, those are the matches that I know of so far. We're going to see who Liv Morgan's going to be fighting. I think she's going to be fighting probably Natalya. So that's going to be an interesting match as well if that happens.
Smoking Jim?
Well, I tell you what, Mark. Roman Reigns has been carrying the day when he's about 700 days now. Let's see what direction the bloodline. I'm sure they have something up their sleeve. I'm not sure if Sami Zayn is still part of the bloodline or not.
Oh, my God.
It's always something there. But I tell you what, when Brock Lesnar picked Otis up and slammed him through the network desk. I said, man, this guy, he's still strong as an ox. Otis,
that was hilarious.
Otis, easy guy to get up in the air, yeah.
Well, I saw it, and I'm losing a train of thought here. The one that got released by WWE, she's related. She's out of San Diego, I believe. I thought they were going to bring her part of the bloodline, the woman. Nia Jax?
Nia Jax and Naomi were supposed to join the bloodline a long time ago. That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So.
No, and I think that's what's keeping it attractive right now on TV, just my thought. And we're getting a lot of other comments on it. Logan Paul could be the next champion. I don't think so. I mean...
No way.
Steve coming out of Corvallis saying Logan Paul, that he's there with the feud with Miz. He signed a deal. He's going to be the baby face. This whole thing will get him over with Miz, but I don't know. Now somebody asking about Braun Strowman coming back. He ain't coming back. I think these guys, when you're looking at guys like Ambrose Strowman, you mentioned Alberto Del Rio, CM Punk. I don't think these guys are coming back now. I really don't. And, you know, if they didn't come back before, what makes everybody think they're coming back now? So that's where I think this is going. Any thought to that, Ralph?
I don't think they're coming back to the WWE. I think they're going to stay in the independents because they have more freedom. As I mentioned before, you know, these other wrestling organizations, they let you wrestle in the independents, but Vince McMahon doesn't want that. So they have flexibility. They can move around a little bit. This past Saturday, there was a wrestling event with the International Wrestling Cartel down at the Washington Wild Thing Stadium in Washington, PA. And they had Braun Strowman as one of the wrestlers. He was teaming up with somebody, and, you know, it was a nice event. They had a charity softball game that he was involved in. So, I mean, you know, he's making his rounds. And, you know, it's good to know that these guys can do that and have that flexibility. You know, like the Good Brothers, their contract just ran out in Impact. Question is, where are they going to go? Impact's trying to sign them to a new contract. You know, so maybe they might go to Impact. I don't know what the working relationship is anymore since ROH was purchased by Tony Khan between Impact and AEW. You know, so, and you've got half of or almost three quarters of the ROH roster on Impact, and some of them are on AEW now. So you've got a lot of different things going on, you know, people moving around places and not staying in one place. And for some people, and for a lot of these guys, that's good. That's a good thing. They have more flexibility to do what they need to do, you know. So, Smoke and Jim, what do you have? What's on your mind?
Well, I tell you what, I got a little breaking news for everybody. At the end of September, I'm going to be in Reading, PA, and they just told me I got a free ticket the next day to the Pittsburgh Steelers-Philadelphia Eagle game at Philly. So I don't know if I'll get out of there live, but that game may be a must-win for both teams at that time. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about making a road trip to see the Steelers and the Eagles. Hey, at one time, they used to be the same team back in World War II.
They were the Seagulls.
The Seagulls, yeah.
The Seagulls, yeah. I remember that. Yeah, that's funny.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you brought up a great thing. My birthday falls on November 14th, and November 13th, the Saints are in Pittsburgh, and November 14th, my favorite NFC team, the Redskins are in Philadelphia. So, I don't know, man. I might be making a trek and hitting Pittsburgh and Philly.
You mean the Commanders.
Happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, they fall right on Monday Night Football. And unbelievable. Might have to tell these Philly guys out there, hey, you know, set us up, man. We're doing radio in your town. Let's get in there for the Redskins and Eagles. I'll tell you one thing. I might not want
to
wear a Redskin beanie that day.
Why don't you reach out to Sal or Marianne?
Yeah,
why don't you reach out to Sal or Marianne?
Yeah, no doubt. But as we keep this show going, 5 minutes and some change left in it. So what are your predictions now for SmackDown tomorrow night? What are we going to get? We're a week away from SummerSlam. What are we going to get with this thing? It's just going to be another build-up, a lot of talk. One guy's going to give his state of what he's going to do. The other guy's going to give his. Can we see any surprises? Can we see maybe a Mankind running in this thing? I know as we get closer to WrestleMania, we'll probably see The Rock resurface, but what can we expect a week before SummerSlam? Ralph, you first.
I think it's going to be, as you mentioned, they're going to be doing a lot of promoting to get up to SummerSlam. I see the Viking Raiders beating up New Day again. I see, some of the same stuff that's been going on. It will continue to go on. And, it's not going to be any changes. So that's what I suspect is going to happen tomorrow. Sami Zayn will be acting like he normally does. And, so we'll go from there. The SmackDown's been pretty good lately because of Fox. Fox wants good product. They have input in this. So I'm assuming,
Pat from Clearwater, Florida goes, when was the last time Sami Zayn shaved? I don't know when the last time he shaved, but I will tell you when the pandemic started, I went from March 2020 till January 3rd of 2021 without shaving, and my wife, I was trying to wait for phase four or the end of the year. If I went phase four, who knows what that thing, I would have looked like ZZ Top, but thank God I got rid of it when I did. I said, I'll never do this again.
I could see you on, when you're on with Morgan Roth and Blake and all them, I could just see you with that beard. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. That was amazing. As we start to wrap this thing up, we're down to 2 minutes and some change. Ralph, let everybody know what you're involved in. How can people get a hold of you? Because we're just so blessed to have this with you, man, each and every week.
Thank you very much, Mark, and thank you, everybody, for participating in the show tonight. Also, I want to tell you about DJ Fun, who's the sponsor of our show. Call DJ Fun today, 412-545-4317. Parties, special events, weddings, DJ Fun's the man. 15 years of experience. Give him a call today. You can reach me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin, Instagram, and also you can reach me on my sports corner and my The Way I See It and WrestleTalk page on Facebook and also on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to my page.
Yeah, let everybody know what we're going to be talking about next week. Looks like Clayton will be back in with us and our great sponsor.
I already did the sponsor, Mark. But it's DJ Fun.
You can never get that sponsor out enough.
I know.
If you want to throw it out again, the
also
floor is yours. Yeah.
Absolutely. One more thing. DJ Fun this coming Saturday will be in West Mifflin across from the county airport at the old Sam's Club location. They're opening up a big flea market called the West Mifflin Market. It's the grand opening. DJ Fun will be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. playing your favorite music. So stop by and see DJ Fun, see the new flea market, and maybe even get a table. So go ahead and participate in that this coming Saturday.
Yeah, definitely head over to PNC Park. It'll be Fish Fry Friday when the Marlins come to town. Throw a couple Marlins on the Barbie as the Pirates and Marlins will be on. Smoking Jim, how can people get a hold of you? Nothing finer than squishing the fish in the berg.
Well, I tell you what, I'm becoming a huge Viking Raiders fan. When they throw that overhand right and they hit that shield, that got to hurt. But they can get in touch with me through Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Well, for Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim,
hey.
Yours truly, Mark Mancini,
thanks, Mark.
Saying catch that archive. Thank you, brother. And it's on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We love all the listeners' comments. Sorry we couldn't get to all of you guys, but we're here each and every week. Next week's going to be a dandy. We should have Clayton back in here. One, and number two, we should be a few days away from SummerSlam, so we're going to have more insight on what's going to go down in Nashville. Till then, absolutely, have a blessed weekend. Talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep. And
thank you.
Can't wait to chat.